Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding in Seder Nezikin and Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalit. Says Dina Nefashos Be'esim Yishlosha. Capital cases, Dina Nefashos, you have to have 23 judges. We knew that from the first Mishnah of the Perek, where there was a debate about Motzi Shemra, if he needed 3 or 23. And the tzad of 23 is that it could come to be a capital case if the woman indeed did cheat. So we knew this fact already from over there, that Dina Nefashos, this was 23 judges. Haravia van Nirba, Be'esim Yishlosha. The one who Raveya Nirba usually refers to a relationship between two men, the Raveya being the active one, like I say, and the Nirba, the passive one, that also needs Be'esim Yishlosha. And also, judging a case, meaning judging if two men were actually together, which is a capital crime, would need 23. Shenemar, as it says, v'harakos yisho v'sabahema. So that could also be, I should add, the Raveya Nirba could also refer to a woman being with an animal. So it says over there, if a woman is with an animal, you kill the woman and that animal. V'omer v'sabahema ta'arogu, and it says killing the animal. I guess we'll see, we'll try to understand maybe from the Rav why you need those two verses mentioned. We'll try to talk about that. Let's point out the interesting thing that the Mishnah brings Sukkim to back up its halachas. Mishnahs don't always do that, even though there are often Sukkim backing up the halach. Shor haniskal, a stoned ox. That refers to an ox that killed the person. The ox itself is killed. So shor haniskal, it's going to be stoned. But esim yishlosha, it also is 23, even though now we're talking about an animal. So maybe that's a clue to the previous case. Maybe the Raveya and the Nirba, if it was talking about a woman in an animal case, which it seems it was, so the Raveya there is an animal, even so, it seems its sentencing also needs 23 judges. And this case is sure is happening like that. Shor haniskal, it's just the ox. It needs 23 judges. Shenemar, Shor yisalkel v'gam be'olav yumos. Says the ox will be stoned. And it says also its owner will die. Now we know it from, I believe, from Bava Kamma, that it's not actually death that happens to the owner. The owner actually pays. But the way the Torah words it is as if the owner is dying. And it says, k'misa sabaylin kach misa zeshor. So one of the drushes you get out of that fact is that the way that the owners would die, if they would be punishable with death for anything, would be with 23 judges. So too, the death of the ox has to be with 23 judges. That's what our mission is doing. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, bardalus doesn't really have a current translation that we know, and a nachash is a snake. These are all cases, if you remember from above the comma, these are all things that are muad from the start. They also need 23 judges to kill them, just animals. Eliezer Omer, Kola Kodim Lahar Ganzach. Eliezer says, you don't need 23 judges, anyone can kill those animals. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Misalsin Be'esim Yishlosha. He says, their death is with 23. We have to see in what way Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the first opinion. Tanakama seems to be saying the exact same thing. Let's see if the Rav talks about the questions we brought up. Says, Vaharaktos, Yishiva Sabahima, Hainu Raveya. Ah. Rav is telling us there's two psukim here. The first case is, the first pasuk mentioned, I should say, is talking about the Raveya, I mean the animal that pursued the woman, or the woman had that pursuit happen. It is Kishli Isha, there's a hekesh being made in that verse to a woman. My Isha v'esim yishlosha, any woman that would potentially be put to death would happen with a court of 23 judges. After Hema v'esim yishlosha, so to the animal would have to have 23 judges. So that's Raveya and Nirba. Fine. What is the second verse? That is the Nirba, that's the woman. The Rav is understanding, not as I was saying, the Rav is understanding that the second verse is about a man with an animal. Here the animal is the Nirva. So over there, Laman Raveya and Nirva. Now we've learned Raveya and Nirva, so really the Rav understands, I don't know if this is the simple shot, but the Rav understands how Raveya and Nirva is talking about animals altogether. Not a person with an animal, a woman with an animal, or a man. Really, the Raveya and Nirva being mentioned in the Mishnah are two different cases where both those terms refer to an animal. The Raveya is an animal that was actively with a woman, and the woman set that up, obviously. And the Nirva is talking about where a man was with the animal, and the animal is on that end of things. So either way, though, the death of those animals takes 23 judges to make it happen. That's how the Rav is understanding things here. Okay, then we said Shor haniskal is 23, and we say kamisa d'abalim, just like the death of the animals, of the owners. Kolamar kamosha haya abal nidam be'esim yishlosha, the same way that the owner would be judged with 23 if whatever the capital case would be with him. Im hayachayav misa, if it was chayav misa, so too the shor. Then we had a discussion about other animals that are muad from the get-go, zev, ari, etc. So the Tanakhama said you need 23 to kill them. Then Eliezer said anyone who kills them is zocher. If these animals kill the person, then anyone has the right to kill these animals. You don't even need to bring them to Basin. The Gemara explains, there is a difference here between Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva, and even though they sound the exact same in the Mishnah, the difference is nachash, about a snake. How do we know that? The Gemara figures it out. The Gemara says, the Tanakhama nachash needs 23. That is indeed what was said. Rabbi Kiva apparently is not clear in the words of the Mishnah, but he apparently holds about a snake. He agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that a snake, anyone can kill a snake that killed the person. You've removed the damager from the world. Apparently it's a new type of svara, that the snake has a special status of being a damager. More so, and that everybody can remove that damager from the world. The halachic Rabbi Kiva. So that comes out Rabbi Kiva, meaning to say the death of Azev, Ari, Dov, Namer, and Bartolus would indeed need 23 judges, and a nachosh would be the right of any person to kill a snake. Let's continue Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay says, Ain danin lo es ha-shevet lo es nevi ha-sheker lo es kohen gadol ela al pi basin shel shivim ve'echot. There's now a new level of basin with 71 judges. It says we cannot judge a whole shevet, a tribe, or Nevi HaSheker, a false prophet, or the Kohen Gadol. Only if all those three cases can only be with a basin of 71. We'll keep going. We'll come back to this in the Rav. We cannot go out to a war that is a reshus, meaning a war that's not obligated by the Torah. And the Torah obligated us to fight the seven Canaanite nations, also against the Malik. Could be other cases where it's called the Melchemes Mitzvah. Not talking about that. If there will be a Chemes Reshus, the king of Israel decides we need more land, we need to conquer a foreign country. So that you can't go out to unless Ela Alpi Basin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. You need the decision from a basin of 71 judges, which is the Great Sanhedrin. Ein Mosifin Al Ha'ir Val Ha'Azaros. We can't add onto a city. We can't change the borders of a city or onto the Azara, which are, there are different places in the Har Habayis called the different Azaros. Ezra's Israel, Ezra's Nashim, Ezra's Kohanim. I'll be based in Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. Also, to change any of those parameters would need 71. Ain Osin Sanhedrius Lashvatim. I'll be based in Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. You can't make a mini Sanhedrin, a Sanhedrin for one Shevet, unless you have the decision of a based in 71. That's the great Sanhedrin. Ain Osin Yerani Dachas. You can't make an Yerani Dachas, which is the Torah's case of a whole city that at least most of it has been serving idols. You can't conclude that. I'll be based in Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. You need it again. Based in of 71. And now some halachas about Irani Dachas. Generally, you can't make an Irani Dachas on the border town. A border town cannot become an Irani Dachas. Below Shalosh, and not three. Avalosin Achas or Shtayim, but you could make one or two. I mean, you can't make three cities simultaneously, it seems. Irani Dachas, or one or two, you couldn't. Let's see what the Rav has to tell us here. The first halacha. Can't judge the shevet. That's a shevet. Rubo shall shevet shall of the Varazara the Mazin. You have most of a shevet in Israel that served the Varazara purposely. Ain done in Ella Basin Shashiv Echad. That court cannot, that case cannot be tried only with a basin of 71. Big Steve. So it says, it says, you take out that person, that's like an individual serving a Varazara now, that man or that woman to your gates. So the diak is like this. Only an individual man or woman do you take to your gates, Revotazara, meaning to try them there. And the diak is apparently not for not an individual, what a large group, such as a shevet, that you do not take. Based in the Gadol. Only two, not to Sharecha. Sharecha means any of your gates, any city, any regular court, any 23 court, obviously we've talked about, but this type of shevet case you need to take to the Based in the Gadol, 71 judges. Los Nivyash Shekher. Gomer Davar Davar Mizaki Mamre. It's a Gezer Sheva learned out from the common word Davar in the parsha of Zaki and Mamre. Ksiv Hacha here by Nevi HaSheker. It says Asher Yaziv L'Daber Davar, the one who is purposeful to speak a thing that Hashem didn't say. Ksiv Zaki and Mamre. Zaki and Mamre talks about a Zakin who purposely paskins not the same as the Sanhedrin is doing. He's carrying out his own, he's teaching according to his own understanding, not like a Sanhedrin. It's also a capital crime. says, Ki Palaimim Chal Dover. It says, when a thing will be a wonder to you and you don't know how to figure something out. Malzaki Mamre based in Hagadol. Zaki Mamre, we know, is a case only tried in the based in the 71 to see if the Kamta Ve'alisa, so you have to get up and go up. It means to go up to Yerushalayim to the Great Sanhedrin. After Nevi'a Sheker, based in the Gadol. So to Nevi'a Sheker, it's based in the Gadol. Well, it's Kohen Gadol. What's Kohen Gadol? Amarka, es adar ha-Gadol yivua elecha. Yeah, it said, it's really to Moshe Rabbeinu, it said, the great matter they will bring to you, right? meaning something, a court case that was a large court case, who brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Devar shel Gadol yivua elecha. But we're darshaning that it means the things of the Gadol. Meaning the matter concerning Kohen Gadol has to be all brought to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the whole Sanhedrin himself. He was in place of 71. Okay, so that was the first group we had in the Mishnah that said you need 71. Of a number of groups here, one could wonder why they're broken down into individual groups. Let's keep going. Rav says, as he pointed out, any milchama that is not the milchama of the seven Canaanite nations, or Amalek, Kuriel milchamas Rishus. That is called a milchama of Rishus. Elav leithin shishim v'echa, the ksiv v'david, it says about David HaMelech and Divrei HaYomim, it says, v'achre Achitofel b'nayahu ben Yoyada. After Achitofel was someone named b'nayahu ben Yoyada. So the Rav fills us in, who are these people? Achitofel z'yoyitz, Achitofel was the advisor to David, b'nayahu ben Yoyada is this Zuzan Hedjin. He was a shofet of some sort, so he was the representative of Sanhedrin. Shai Mufla, Shabikulan, he was the expert of all of them. Bikulan Nigroin Acharav, everybody was dragged after Binayahu ben Yoyada. So we're seeing over here that that was part of the process of a Mechamas Rishus that was going on, had to be taken to Binayahu ben Yoyada. Okay, Al Ha'ir, I should add over here that the case over there was. In the case of there with David HaMelech, was to, let's see if we bring on over here. Saying by David that before he went to Al-Milchama, he would check with the Sanhedrin. This definitely wasn't about Al-Milchama. I guess we understand here in the Rav that it was Mechamas Rishus over there. It wasn't about conquering the nation. It was about the Canaanite nation. Okay, then we went on to adding to the ear. Al-Ir, Yerushalayim, means to add to Yerushalayim. Shekdushah, so not every city. It sounds like other cities are fine. Shekudushas, like other cities you could add on to with a lesser base. Shekudushasa gedola mikudushas shayar etz Yisrael. The kedusha of Yerushalayim is greater than that of other parts of Israel. Ba'azaros kedushasam gedola mikudushas Yerushalayim. The Azaros is even more holy than all of Yerushalayim. The efshar lechadish kedusha al beis in shalshim ve'echos. Any change in the borders of them is going to be a chiddush in kedusha, a new type of kedusha in some way. That can only be done with the basin of 71. To Amar Kra, kichol sharanim mareo secha. Like everything I am showing you, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chein tasu, so to you do, l'doros. That means from now on. However, it's set up over here, it has to be continued that way. My Mishkan kodesh al pi Moshe, shuv makom tedje gadol, just as the Mishkan, this passage is talking about the Mishkan, just as the Mishkan is kodesh, according to a Sanhedrin of 71, so to speak, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, afedoros, tosevis ir, v'azaros, al pi Sanhedrin gadol. So too, any change, any addition to the city of Yerushalayim, or the Azaros in Yerushalayim, is only through the great Sanhedrin. Beinos and Sanhedrin of the Shvatim, Mechuli, can only make a Sanhedrin for the Shvatim by the Sanhedrin of 71. Kede Eshkan of Moshe, the Uki Sanhedrin, Moshe, the Malkum Shevet, Echokai. Moshe Rabbeinu established Sanhedrin for each Shevet, and he was, again, in place of a Sanhedrin of 71. Einos and Ernidachas, now we said some halacha, you can't make an Ernidachas unless for the base of 71. Dixiv, the Hoshe Sa Eso Ish, says you shall take out that man, Ahu, O if Yishahi, or that woman, we referred to that passage before. Ish v'isha tamotzi al sheverecha, only a man and woman individually do you take to any city to judge them, the basin sheverecha, whatever the basin is in your city. V'yat tamotzi is kol ha'ir al sheverecha. You can't take a whole city out. So it seems to be a similar idea, because before it was about a shevet, now it's about a city. Al shar ha'miyuchan, they can only go to the great, the big basin, the Sanhedrin. Okay, but now we said the few halachas about an ir anidachas, it can't be made by sfar. Ir ha'mavdelis ben eretz yisrael eretz ha'am. Sfar means a border town, a city that separates between Eretz Israel and any other land. Iksiv mikir becha, says from amongst you. Balom, making ir nidachas, you hear about a city that is doing a vorazara from your midst, and you rid them from your midst. Valomina sfar, that's a diuk. A midst means the inner belly, the inner body of Eretz Israel, not the border town. The time of the crow, interesting, the Rav points out, what is a reason for that? You know, we don't know the reason for any mitzvah that's given, but the Rav points out what would be a reason for this halacha. Shema yishmu nachim v'yavo v'yachivu eretz yisrael. Maybe the goyim will hear that this city that's on the border has now been destroyed, so now they can have a way in and come and destroy eretz yisrael. L'sikach im manichan ir hel olam. You can't leave this yoni dachas as a eternal, never changing hill, unpopulated hill, never to be settled again, as would be required for Yoni Dachas. You could still carry out the destruction of the people, killing the people that all worship the Avodah Zarah. You just can't leave the city as a tel olam, as an unbuilt city for it. He said you can't make three ayoros, three cities into Yoni Dachas. Yoni Dachas is based in Echad, Makom Echad. You can't make three Yoni Dachas in one based in one place, meaning close to each other. You need two or three disparate places to make two or three separate Yoni Dachas. You can't have them all bunched up together. That they talk about a reason. They also point out for this, they bring down the same reason that Rob pointed out before, that people will hear about this big destruction of Eretz Yisrael and come and take advantage. Thank you for listening. Ritz Hashem will continue.